be fair to compare Fifi, Fem and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
We're having a bit of fun. A Jamaican sprinter. She came third, bronze medal in the 100-meter women's hurdles final. Singing. Now, her name's Megan Tapper, and she was great fun. She had a The cameras went to her for her celebration of winning the bronze, and she started rapping Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, pick up yourself. I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive.
And then she keeps going. She does about two verses.
She was Jamaican the world crazy. They went crazy, didn't they? Yeah.
We all did our raps then. Nick is very good at I had a crack at my
just nails it.
CC and Music Factory. Can I have another crack?
No.
Okay.
We've wrapped you up.
That's really a shame. I really like it. Things that make you go, that's my go-to. Sitting by the fireplace Paris from Werribee. Hey, Paris.
Hi, guys. There's never been any point in knowing this, but you know in Boot Scooting Baby, the 5, 6, 7, 8,
yeah,
there was
great
like
song.
A dance break in the middle. I know that.
Do you know what? I love that even more, Paris. When you know, not a predictable rap, but an obscure rap, I think that's even more credit to you. So, okay,
Paris, is this from like a summer hit CD, just stuck on repeat or something?
For sure. Yep, like a Pepsi Max or something, definitely.
Okay.
Give it to us, Paris. Give it
Boot Scootin' Baby, go for it.
Okay. Foot kicking, finger clicking, leather slapping, hand clapping, hip bumping, music thumping, knee hitching, heel and toe. Floor scuffing, legs shuffling, big grinning, body spinning, rumping, stumping, pumping, jumping, sliding, gliding. Here we go.
Wow.
That is amazing. And you're right, Paris, so irrelevant to everything.
So
like, I've never heard it.
So irrelevant.
And that's actually my net bank password. So if anyone knows.
Paris, do you ever bring it out?
I do. My husband would say, I do. I randomly will sing it.
That's a good power play. Put it on like a party and everyone, you know that bit when everyone's like sings a chorus and then everyone's like, mime it, and then Paris comes out and sings it. They're like, whoa, blow my mind.
Great job, Paris. Well, Kirsty from Hillsville. Hey, Kirst.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, good. Now, what's the rap you know?
Macklemore, Can't Hold Us. It's very embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. This is the
moment. Tonight is the night. Feel right till it's over. Will you put your hands up?
Yeah. Okay. I don't kind of remember the rap, but why don't you do it for us, Kirsty? Off you go.
Okay. Return of the Mac. Get up. What it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking on your human. Get up. Three sharp hits. Start walking. Little bit of humble. Little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby. Sweat again. No, you can't copy. Yup. Bad. Mood walking. It's here. It's our party. My posse's been on Broadway and we did it our way. Grow music. I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record. And yet I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. I got the bow bucket suit game and pick go in my style. Money. Stay on my craft. Stick them around for the pounds. But I'd not pass a torch. Oh, now I've lost it.
Oh,
wow.
Kirsty, amazing. Now, that's a real rap.
Yeah.
It's so fast as well.
Yes.
That's the problem. With those super quick ones, as soon as you, it's like a kid learning how to ride the bike. As soon as there's a bit of a wobble, hard to get it back on course.
Mate,
you
smashed
that. That
was really good, Kirsty. And finally, Kiera in St Kilda. Hey, Kiera.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, Kiera. Now, you've learned a bit of Fergalicious, Fergie?
Yeah, I've learned a bit of Fergie from year five.
Ooh, okay.
Year five.
This was all the rage in primary school, so I felt it's best to call in and wrap it on live radio.
Okay, off you go, Kiera.
Alrighty. All the time I turn around, brothers got me round, always looking at me up and down, looking at my... I'm trying to say it now. I'm trying to round up, drum a little mama. I don't want to take you, man. And then no one will come off just a little conceited. I keep on repeating how the boys want to eat, but I can't tell that it can't be treated like clown town because they say he's delicious.
Wow.
That is so good.
Is that how you get the pen license? Okay, you've nailed that. There you go.
That was great. This is good. Do you know what? And it's not as impressive. I just remembered one I learned.
You had your chance, mate. You had your chance.
I know.
You were done. You're one of those kids that loses a race and goes, can we do it again until you win? And everyone just quits and just goes, I win.
Remember Gangster's Lovesick? Strangely enough, I've been struck, affected by her smile, and your style is worthwhile. And knowing that her love's like a river. My friends, I could.
Oh, you stopped it again!
And you got the lyrics in front of you on the phone.
Yeah, because it was like 1990. It was like, yeah. I was like.
I said I know the stuff we had planned, but please understand. Now I'm love sick.
When I think of rap, I always think that. Sounds like the Cat Empire. What is that?
We'll let you finish one, Boxy. Just give us the two off beef patty. Yeah.
Two off beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Beefy
Feather Nick. I'm going to tell you something now that will be frustrating and it'll give you envy. Two guys, they're Adelaide guys, they started a business not long ago and they are now pulling in $1 million a month.
That
just hurts, doesn't it? Because everybody's got an idea. Everyone's got an idea that they would love to launch a business. But even starting a business is difficult. You've got to fund it. There's so many elements to it. They started a business. They love dogs. They love their pets. And they realised that there was a hole in the market and the hole was for dog beds. Now, I've got Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box. Yeah. She goes through a dog bed every couple of months because they start to smell and I like to give her a new comfy bed. But their strategy and their difference is they've made a dog bed it's called Pup Naps. It's a unique circular design and they realize that dogs have separation anxiety and these dog beds they've made, it's sort of like inside the womb. So when they're sitting, they curl, because dogs curl up.
Yeah,
so that's a good idea.
So it's a circular bed where they can feel like they're in the womb. I've fallen for it. I'd get one. Like, they're also apparently they've started calming blankets. You know, people are wearing those, sleeping with those weighted. You've got one, haven't you, Josiah?
No, I don't. But I know the sort of people that do have them.
He sleeps in the nude on the balcony.
Yeah.
And always tanning, bro.
Depends if it's a full moon. He puts all crystals around himself. It's strange.
This is what gets me, right? These are two young mates, and they're sitting on the couch. They're flatmates, and they've gone. You know what we should do? Why don't we make those beds? Fast forward however long, they're raking in $1 million a month.
It's like those people, Boxy, Afterpay guys.
Oh, don't get me started.
They're the richest men in Australia now.
Someone just tried to buy them out.
Yeah,
was
they
it
did.
Twitter?
For $32 billion or something.
On Afterpay? $36 billion.
On Afterpay. Good.
What is Afterpay? Because I accidentally signed up for it. I was trying to buy something online and Afterpay popped up and I thought it was my credit card and I clicked on it and now I'm getting emails from Afterpay and I don't even know what it is.
It's like a...
What is it?
You buy and then pay after. It's like lay-by.
Interest-free loan.
It's virtually lay-by.
So how do they make money out of it?
Well, people don't pay up in time.
And then they hit you up with interest.
It's not big fees. It's only little fees.
I don't get it. I don't get how they're billionaires.
If you miss a payment, they charge an extra $10 for every week or every day till you do.
So they sting you eventually.
Mr. Afterpay.
Anyway, here's the thing, though. People have million-dollar ideas.
We had an idea.
We did have an idea. Actually, we'll share ours. So we love sushi trains. There's not many. Like, if you go to Sydney or Queensland for a holiday, there's sushi trains everywhere. Yeah. And I love Sushi Train.
Not many here.
And there's not many. But we also like tapas.
Yes.
Like, you know, little Spanish tapas food.
Yeah. So at the front, we're going to have a sushi train.
Yeah.
And at the back, have like a little Spanish tapas.
Where you sit at your little table and get tapas. Yeah. And it was going to be FFS, Fev Fifi Sushi.
Sushi, yeah.
But also people write FFS for F's sake. So you know like when French Connection did the F-U-C-K connection, everyone went, ooh. Did I just say that?
No, you said the wrong one.
What have I just done?
You actually spelt it out.
Dump myself?
It was actually the other one.
I meant F-C-U-K.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Million dollar idea.
You know what I say to that?
Around?
F-F-S. Fifi,
Fev and Nick. Nothing gets you more envious than when you hear about somebody with an idea that they follow through with. Like these two Adelaide mates, they started a business because they love dogs and they wanted to create a dog bed that their dogs would love. It's a little circular bed that replicates the womb for a pet. They curl up in a circle.
I swear I've seen beds like this before. It must have something. especially well, it's, me.
I know, because I
just think it's dog, animal people, there's a huge market in pets because people just adore them. Like they're just, they're kids.
Well, these are called pup naps. And now these guys are raking in $1 million a month. Like when you hear, it's like watching Shark Tank. I've never watched that.
Oh my gosh, one of my favourite shows.
Really?
I love Shark Tank. It's amazing how they walk up with their pitch and they tank. Oh, they literally like, they can't get it out.
Yeah.
And the questions, all the, like imagine being, I want to be one of the tank dudes, the sharks. Imagine sitting there with that much coin going, oh, okay, I might invest in this. But we might invest in some of these.
Fair, yeah. I've got an idea. It's a box trifecta. Yeah, hear me
out. Oh, the one, the two, the three, the four.
We want to hear your million-dollar ideas. Pete from Narre Warren. Hi, Pete. Are you there, Pete? Peter.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, Peter, tell us, what's your million-dollar idea?
So you know how you've got those transitional lenses, those prescription glasses when you go out in the sun? Yeah. And it gets a dark shade to it?
Yes, yep, yep.
I want that on the windscreen of my car.
Pete.
Stop all those glare.
That's genius. So, because you can get tinted windows down the side, but you mean the windscreen at the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? That is such a good idea. Why is someone not doing that?
I don't know. And it's going to have the button where you can turn it off if it's annoying.
Oh, good one.
Ooh, yeah.
Pete?
The only thing is, I reckon, you know when you try on your mate's glasses? You go,
you can't see, yeah.
What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
if somebody gets in your thinking. Car, they'll just complain.
But they can turn it
they
off.
They can turn it off. There's a button you can turn it off, but then you won't
Pete,
be able to see.
What you need to do is write that idea down.
No, I've already written it down.
And then send it to yourself in an envelope, because that's the equivalent of copyright.
You can do it email, too, I believe.
Or email yourself the idea. That's a great idea, Pete. Have you got any leads
anyone,
on how
Pete.
You could get that up? Like you need to get a car company behind you maybe.
Yeah, well, I only thought of this a few months ago when I actually forgot my sunglasses one day.
Yeah, good idea, Nick. Good idea.
Oh, jeez. When I forget mine, I just squint all day angrily. You're getting great
well,
ideas
Pete,
together.
Good luck with that.
And then you make it mandatory for every car to have it. You sell all the cars that are sold. Jeez, you can make
You'd
a
make a
money.
Fortune, yeah. Peter.
Yeah, yeah, so there
it's
you just, go.
It's going
Tinted
from the idea
to
making it happen, isn't it? That's the tricky bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and I'm just trying to think, how can we help you with that?
Well, Fev tried a jingle.
I'll ask a few people, Pete, and I'll get back to you.
Fev's going to steal your idea, Peter. Quick, email it to yourself.
No worries. Thank you.
Great idea, Pete.
Good idea, Pete. But,
and
outside
we should
the
just
box.
Point out, the phones have melted down. We should take all these numbers. We shouldn't actually steal the ideas, but...
No, yeah, we should.
There's more to this. Mary in Coburg. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Mary. What's your million-dollar idea?
An automatic potato peeler for the domestic kitchen.
Oh,
so
yes.
So you just pop your potato in, press the button, and it takes the skin off for you. Yes. I'm sick of peeling potatoes.
I am. And you know what? While we're at it, Mary, yes. What about like an automatic grater to do the carrots and the zucchini?
They kind of exist already.
Oh, do
they? Yeah, you stick it in that thing and it's
like,
yeah,
I don't have one of those.
Yeah, well.
Potatoes don't exist, though.
Yes.
I want something that's going to press the button and take that peel off in 10 seconds.
And it could do the apples too, couldn't it?
Yeah, do everything.
Yeah.
Apple, yeah.
You know those ads with Moira?
Potatoes, because when you have to peel 5 kilos of potatoes.
No, it's you know, like the morning show.
Yeah.
They come out and they go, if you ring up 13 10 60 today, you can get 2 graters, and
yes.
They stick all the fruit in. They stick them in.
I don't
watch
those
ads. Have you seen them?
I've watched them since about 1995.
But a potato peeler, I peel, I cook. Potato peeling and
cooking. I do too.
It's so annoying.
It is.
It's the hardest.
Mary, let's just think about that. We need to speak to a developer. Just have to think about someone who can make it.
Fee, I also love though, like you had an idea then for a thing that's already existed. No worse feeling. I want this like box in my kitchen that's hot, so I've got to stop eating raw chicken. Can I cook it in there? Well, an oven? What?
I had that idea, Nick, because my shower is my think tank.
Yeah.
And I come up with an idea, and I was so excited to tell everyone, and I thought I was like on Shark Tank. Boxy, I want to get this thing where you put it into your shower, and it's a waterproof pen and waterproof like a whiteboard, so I can write down all my ideas in the shower.
Yeah.
And then they said it.
It's already been made.
It's already been made. Scuba divers have it and stuff when they go underwater and they write on a thing. Like,
what are they
really
doing under what are they writing?
Really shut me down. I was so flat. I thought I'd made them like I could be a millionaire.
You Mary, could have used their idea to write yours down.
That was a great idea, Mary. We love that. And finally, we've got our friend Magnum Wayne from Crib Point.
Here
if you don't know Magnum Wayne, he sits down and eats about 16 Magnums at a go in one sitting. Now, Wayne, what have you come up with? What's your million-dollar idea?
Well, first of all, I've missed you, sorry.
We've missed you too, Wayne. It's been about a week since we've caught up.
Any ice cream? Oh, yeah, any ice cream news?
Oh, I'm on a diet just at the minute for use. Yeah, I've got a layoff just for a week, and then I'm going to hit it pretty hard next week. We'll break a record. The favourite thing here is a goldfish dispenser. I'm sick of buying my daughter goldfish. They die all the time.
Yeah, they do.
So we need to get one that self feeds itself. So you can go away on holidays for a week or whatever and just feed your fish.
Wayne, it's a great idea. Do they not exist? I would have thought that would definitely exist.
I don't know if they do exist.
Magnum Wayne, they would exist. But the problem is with a goldfish, I don't know if you know, but they've got a memory that goes for about 5 seconds. So once they go to the feed, they forget where it is. And that's why they just swim around in a circle. So they don't know the food's there. So that's why they don't feed themselves.
Well, that's also why they will overeat, because if you just tip it all in and go, I hope they just eat all this over the course of a week, they'll eat it all at once.
And they don't remember where the food is.
Now, Wayne, we might have bad news for you. Leon, does this? Do you have an update on Wayne's idea for a goldfish feeder?
Wayne,
sorry, you won't make the $1 million because they already exist, but they're about $25 on Amazon.
Hmm. So you could buy one, Wayne.
Oh, great. That's fantastic.
Mate, it's on Amazon. Jeff Bezos used your idea to get into space, mate. That's how good your idea was.
I'm going to have to stick with my other ones.
Well, what's your other one?
Oh, I don't know if I can tell you further. I wanted to make a documentary on the world's biggest slong.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Fifi, Fev and Nick. Now, here's a theory that might interest people who are yet to be married and maybe thinking about when they're supposed to get serious. Oh, Josiah is in our sights.
Talk to me, guys.
How old are you, Josiah?
31.
Oh, God, the ship has sailed.
I don't look it, though.
Okay, so this isn't a clever algorithm. So we're going into science here, boys. A brain.
My forte.
Yes. According to the boffins, Tom Griffiths and Brian Christian, so these are guys that are scientists, have written books, their book Algorithms to Live By. So this is all based on computer science.
Mm-hmm.
The best age to commit to a life partner is?
25.
26. Ooh, close. Right. 26. The long and short of that is, okay, if you're looking for your perfect match between the age of 18 and 14, 26 is the ideal age because you're 37% of the way through. Oh, gosh, that's a bit.
Through life?
Maybe. That's what they're saying.
18 to 40. You said?
Yeah, 18. So most 18 to 40-year-olds
are looking for
a life partner.
Yeah.
They're saying nail that in at 26. And I'm just trying to think.
I was about that, Mark.
You were a bit younger, weren't you?
I was 25 or 24. Lucky girl. Yeah. But then I'm divorced. I'm not married now. So I'm 40 and not married. So I'm done.
But that's technical, isn't it? Because you're still with the life partner you chose at 26.
Yeah, but I chose not to marry her again.
I thought you proposed. I was there.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like we went to Bali. We had his Bucks party in Bali 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you proposed again, but no, haven't
just
set a date.
Cigar, yeah. She's like, I stuffed that up once.
That's going to break the computer, I reckon, if we ask those two lads. Say you get married, then divorce, and then you propose again in Bali. What do you, cannot compute.
What do they say after 40, though? Like, you're done. Like, just, you don't get married, you just have a partner?
No, obviously, there will be people who work around these algorithms, but they're computer nerds who have gone, right, we have taken all the data in, and for some reason, 26 is the ideal. Mm. If you're any younger or older than 26, you're going to argue too much and it just won't work. That's what they're saying.
I feel like
older.
Yeah.
No, I reckon older better.
Well, I feel like that's going to happen now with these young kids. I think they're not going to get married. They're all about business and trying to make money before they settle down. That's what I reckon.
No, they're about saying that on Instagram and not actually doing it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about my kids.
Everyday hustling, bro. Yeah. That's an Instagram story. Please do some work.
But it's a tough one because if you think about it, two generations ago, so there's our generation and then there's our parents' generation.
Yeah.
In our parents' generation, there was still an expectation to get married. For particularly for women 50 to 100 years ago, marriage was your destiny.
That was
That's what you were told. You're going to, finish school and go and get married. So now women have so many more options and opportunities. That's why women aren't getting married till their 30s because they're realizing, I don't have to turn 21 and get married.
Mm.
But the issue that now has arisen in the last decade or so is they're also not stopping to have children. Yeah. And then they're getting to their mid to late 30s, and that's when the IVF specialists come in and say, what have you done?
The shot clock's on. They go, uh-oh.
It's amazing we're talking about kids and kids, because in the think tank, I have a think tank every morning in the shower. It's where I think of the best things that possibly can come to my mind.
It's not rhyming slang?
No, I don't think when I'm out of the shower, I just think stupid things. But in the shower is like real serious. I don't know what it is. It must be the water, the heat. Now, I was thinking about this morning. I can't believe we're talking about it now. Quite sad, quite grim.
Oh dear.
for a Monday. But I was thinking, like, I'm going to be alive for Mia's kids. Because you're about family. I love my family. And you're thinking about grandparents. And I saw someone who plays netball post when I was laying in bed. Their nan had passed away. And they were talking about all the memories. And I'm like, both my grandparents are gone. But my, like, Toby, I might not be alive to see her kids. How sad's that?
You will be.
Power of positive thinking.
We've
got to
think, say, 25 years. Saying 25 years, she'll have kids.
You'll be 65. Well,
she's married. 65.
25 years, I'll be sick. I could be. I'm old.
That's not.
You might not be here.
Really sure. I'm worried.
But then
about
I won't see their kids' kids. But I might see Mia's kids' kids, like a great great grandfather and great. You know what I mean?
So
grim.
Yeah.
So you think Mia could have grandchildren before Toby has a kid? There's a better chance of you seeing that happening.
Maybe, because if Mia had a kid like
now
it'd be the same age as Toby. Just
so
about.
Why wouldn't it work out around the same 65?
Yeah, so your great-grandchildren are born when your grandchildren are born.
Yeah.
Maybe, if I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, I need to, as a friend, you have to stop
speaking like this. Go on algorithms.
No, because I'm going to take you through an algorithm. This isn't even an algorithm. This is just a fact. They call this self-fulfilling prophecies. If you believe something enough, you will make it happen. You have to stop saying
I'm
going to
live to 200. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Not with that attitude.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Now, Boxy, we've got you a little surprise. Yay. And you've been talking about these people for a long time now, probably the past couple of months. You've fallen in love with some people.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about habits. My habit at the moment of watching The Wiggles by myself without children in the room. Or listening. I now listen to The Wiggles albums in the car when there's no kids in the car.
Simon! The Red Wiggle Boxy!
Simon's in the Wiggle house!
Nothing about. Oh.
Simon!
Hello, I think you're going to know the lyrics better than I will by the sound of it.
Oh, Simon, I'm Fifi. It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, I know who you are, Fifi. It's lovely to meet you.
Simon, it's so nice to meet you. I am, they've caught me off guard. I'm a little obsessed with you, which is weird because I'm now meeting you, but like, because I need to qualify all this. So I've got kids.
Good start.
Maybe that's good because sometimes people don't.
Yeah.
But what's happened, Simon, is because my Daisy's 2 and Trixie's 8. So I've been introduced through Daisy to you because obviously Trixie was just on the cusp of the former incarnation of the Wiggles. And now we are watch you all day. So you're on all day. Firstly, Daisy wouldn't let us turn you off. But now I find myself just watching the Wiggles without the kids in the room. I listen to you on the way home. And you are my favourite Wiggle. So I'm having this fight with my 8-year-old because she loves Emma. And let's be honest, that's the way that's supposed to play out. And she keeps going,
hack.
Why do you love Simon? And I'm trying to explain to her, your voice is amazing. Like I could, you know, listen to you all day. Follow the leader, everybody. Do like I do.
Sorry, Simon. She's a real
you
fan.
You sound like that, Simon, except you're a trained opera singer. Yeah. So it's a bit different.
Yeah. Oh, look, this is unbelievable. I love it, Fifi. This is great.
How
we'll have
are
to get you on the road with
us. Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, don't say that.
I actually went on the road to see. I took my son to see you. I went to the Bendigo show. That's how far I travelled.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, come on, Fifi. You've got to get better than
I was
Bendigo.
Looking at dates in Mackay. I was going to fly up to Mackay to see you. So I've peaked with my obsession. And because I've been caught off guard, so I've got verbal diarrhea. I've got to stop talking, let you talk. How are you?
Look, yeah, really good. You know, we're in lockdown in Sydney like everyone is around Australia, but good. But, you know, the great news is now, so you can listen to us in the car, you can listen to us everywhere, but now you can listen to us while you go to sleep. Oh, we've don't got these tell sleep albums out. So.
Get out. Sleep. How do I get to do? I just have to download it like it's an album?
Just on streaming platforms, whatever you use for your streaming. Now you can just all night, you can listen to me hum, you, hum you to sleep.
I love that.
I know who didn't make the sleep CD, Zamel the Camel. There's no way. that's right. Not an owl.
Hey, Simon, you've been involved since 2002. Did you ever think 20 years later you'd still be doing the Wiggles?
Look, you know, early days I was on the periphery. I did a lot of backing vocals and stuff for the original guys. So I was kind of around, but not really. But, you know, that's life, isn't it? You just don't know what's going to pop up. And, you know, I've been very fortunate, especially these last 10 years with, you know, wearing this red skivvy. I do joke, though, because I'm exactly the same size as Murray. So I think that's why I kind of got the job. But I'll take it.
You just said you'd love to get Fee on the road. Now, is there any chance when we all get out of this lockdown that you guys will do something for her? I don't know. We'll get all our kids involved and get Boxy up there and sing some. Because she thinks she's a singer. She actually thinks she's got a great voice. She comes in and sings all these Wiggles songs in the morning. It's unbelievable. Maybe we can get her on set.
Yeah, look, definitely. Look, you know, lockdown has changed the rules for everything, hasn't it? So let's do it.
Well, it's so true. Mate, when I watch all, because I've watched every episode on, you know, repeat, but when I watch the hawk come in as the honorary Wiggle with his orange top, I'm like, how hard is it? I want to get one of these extra colour tops.
Is there
like,
a
I'll
pink
come
one?
In as indigo
can you get
or something.
A pink?
I would love that. And
the
then
pink Wiggle.
Now, Simon, this is exciting. Because I'm so obsessed, then I find myself in this wormhole where I start, like, looking all up your personal information.
Yeah. And so you're stalking them?
Yeah, I'm stalking.
What? Is that what a wormhole is?
I don't know.
I'm outside your house. I'm in a wormhole.
Simon.
One of the best things I found out was obviously you and your beautiful wife, Lauren, a.k.a. Dorothy the Dinosaur, which is one of the best. And you've got your beautiful baby boy, Asher. How is he?
Yeah, he's great. He's 7 months a couple of days ago. So, you know, as you know it, you know, it changes every day. You think you've got to sort it out and then you don't.
No. But,
you know, it is amazing. And as awful as this pandemic is, it's been incredible because we're normally on the road 8-9 months a year. So here we are at home spending time together and loving it.
Does he like the Wiggles?
He does. You know, I do play it for him a little bit, but I get a bit over it, to be honest.
Simon, is there any chance, because as you said, there's some people without kids that also get into the Wiggles, but could you maybe ever put out, because all the songs are things to teach kids and get kids involved in positive aspects of life, could we do some Wiggle songs, like instead of fruit salad yummy yummy, you do a song for adults to remind them of things they have to do. So instead of fruit salad yummy yummy, you do bowel screening yucky yucky. Or instead of say the dance, do the dance, say the chore, do the chore. And it just helped me around the house.
Yeah, look, I think I'm about to get that email about the bowel screening, so maybe we should
see? We'll remind you.
Know, it's so funny, though. You joke, Nick, that these aren't songs for adults. I'm not kidding. Before lockdown a few weeks ago, a girlfriend got in the car with me and the Wiggles was on and she said, oh, you've obviously had Daisy in the car.
No,
that's just me, just listening. Because they're so well written. They're such good songs, Simon. I've only just been into the Wiggles because of Daisy.
Yeah,
I just realised I'd missed a whole decade of fantastic music.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you know, that's I think why the Wiggles have been around for 30 years, and so, you know, the strength of Anthony and his songwriting abilities, and everyone who's been involved over the years, they are really catchy songs. And we, as much as they're aimed towards children, we don't want the adults to hate them either. We do, because they will be on repeat. And so we want to make sure that all the grown-ups, you know, they have a good time as well.
Can I? I've got a two-year-old son, Charlie, and a newborn baby, Max. And Charlie, obsessed with the Wiggles, loves it. Now, I watch a lot of the Wiggles. Is Captain Feathersword a bit of a loose unit? Like, he sounds like someone that you're sort of shuffling out of the pub at the end. He looks fun.
He is a lot of fun. Captain, we call him Paddy. His name's Paul Paddock. He lives up in Brisbane. He's a great guy. He is a lot of fun. We drive ourselves around Queenslander.
That explains everything.
So when are you?
We drive ourselves around Australia, and he drives the car that I'm in, which is always a bit of a worry sometimes.
Is it the red one? Are you in the red one?
The big red one?
When are you on the road again, Simon? Do you know? And when are you coming back to Melbourne?
We don't know. We were meant to be. We're doing a regional tour of New South Wales at the moment, which got cancelled. We've got plans for the end of the year, but it's just all up in the air, isn't it? So we definitely will be. Hopefully sooner rather than later, but it's a bit hard to know at the moment.
Okay.
His next performance will be in a really leafy area in a big mansion called Fifi's Box.
It's not a mansion,
house.
It's a small weather board. Simon, thank you so much for coming on the
show.
And this is great. This new, I'm going to get my head around your new sleep albums.
Yeah, there's two new albums, which is so cool. Calm and Quiet, Soothing Sounds for Relaxing Baby, and Sweet Dreams, White Noise Sleep Aid for Baby. Such a good idea. They're both available to stream and download now.
Oh, okay.
We'll is it Zammel doing the white noise?
that's called brown noise, I think.
did those songs work on Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't need them.
Anyway, it's Lockie now.
It's all changed.
You've got to wake up Lockie now.
Yeah. Sorry, Lockie.
There's something in that purple. There's something in that sweater. Yes. It's putting everyone to sleep.
Tomato to watch.
But I love the way these new albums are for baby. No, they're for me. I'll be having those in my earbuds tonight as I go to sleep. Simon,
thank you so much
for joining us. This is a real thrill.
Great to see you guys. And that's on the cover of the album. That's little Asher. Asher's on the cover from when he was a little
How'd
baby
get that?
Boy. Yeah.
Hope you get your royalties.
Thanks, mate.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9.